Hello, my name is Greg Laws, founder of Open Mind Training and a master practitioner and internationally accredited trainer of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP. NLP is a framework of insights and skills which tap into your unconscious mind and help you run your life more successfully. Travelodge research shows that worrying about poor communication skills in relationships with partners, family, friends, and work colleagues keeps us awake at night. I've recorded this communication nodcast on behalf of Travelodge to enhance your life and work skills while you sleep. To listen to this nodcast, you should be in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and notice how you are starting to relax. Starting with your feet and moving up to your legs. Your legs are feeling relaxed. Now your body feels relaxed. And your arms are relaxed. Your neck starts to feel relaxed. And even your face is relaxed. You feel wonderfully relaxed. Now imagine yourself somewhere in nature, standing on top of a hill. Look around you. What can you see? Look all around you. Now listen carefully. What do you hear? Where is the sound coming from? What do you feel? And where do you feel this? Can you smell or taste anything? Now I want you to start walking down the hill. And as you walk down the hill, look around you and listen. You're winding your way down the hill. What do you notice? What is in the distance? Keep going down to the bottom. What is here? Down at the bottom of the hill. Look left and right and listen carefully. How does that feel? I want you to go back now to a time at work when you needed to communicate effectively, but you felt really ill at ease. Are you there yet? What can you see? Look all around you. What can you hear? How does that feel? Where in your body is that feeling? Now notice how you are positioned. What position is your body in? What position are they in? Notice your tone of voice. How does it compare to their tone of voice? Now leave that scene behind you, and I want you to go to a social environment, any social environment at home or somewhere else where you were really enjoying yourself. Look around you now. What do you see? What can you hear? How do you feel now, and where in your body do you have that feeling? Now notice how you are positioned. What position is your body in? What position are they in? Notice your tone of voice. How does it compare to their tone of voice? Communication is so much easier when you are in rapport. We like people who are like ourselves. When you feel comfortable with someone, you communicate easily. When you're uncomfortable, you don't. Did you notice that when you were struggling to communicate, your body posture was different to theirs, and so was your voice tone? Did you notice how similar they were to you when you were enjoying yourself in a social environment? To build rapport, you need to find common ground. And to find common ground, you must engage in small talk. Enjoy it and relax. Ask questions. Let me tell you a story from Africa. A man needs to borrow his neighbor's tractor. He sets off early one morning for a short walk to his neighbor's homestead. When he gets there, he shouts from the fence, "Hello all!" To which some voice inside replies, "Hello!" He enters and takes a seat on a wooden log under a huge thorn tree. He looks around at the cows in the field, the chickens chasing each other around the yard, and the children kicking a ball about. It is that lovely yellow early morning light. His neighbor joins him and asks him how it's going with his mother. Is she back from the clinic yet? How is she feeling? The neighbor says she's fine and asks him if he's heard from his son in the city. He says no, nothing yet, but he will write soon. Their conversation flows to all the news of the past few days, to the weather, the crops, and the cows. 2 hours go by. He drinks a little homebrew beer. Eventually he asks, "Can I use your tractor tomorrow?" To which the neighbor simply replies, "Of course you can. I will bring it around." This is rapport building. Relax and engage in pre-talk. It will make all the difference. In the pre-talk, find common ground. Talk about stuff that will interest this person. If you are going to an important meeting, then do your research. Does this person play golf? What car do they drive? If you can't find this information, then read a newspaper where you will find lots of common interests to talk about. This will form the basis of your pre-talk. Then there is another amazing fact that we touched on earlier. Did you know that the words you speak only account for 7% of the meaning of your communication? That is amazing. 38% depends on your tone of voice and a staggering 55% on your body posture. Ever so subtly match physiology and voice. But don't copy, as we find this offensive. Matching physiology and voice tone builds rapid rapport as it communicates directly to the unconscious mind. Remember, when you are in great rapport, you are in a position to take the lead. We call this pacing and leading. Pace to build rapport and then lead where you want to go. The old African paced the neighbor with his small talk and then asked him for the tractor at the very end. It is ancient wisdom that has served us for tens of thousands of years. I now want you to return to your room. Remember, you were at the bottom of the hill. Take a deep breath, and on the count of five, you will open your eyes. 1. You are climbing the hill again. 2. You're nearly halfway there. 3. You can hear the sounds in your room again. 4. You're almost at the top of the hill. 5. Open your eyes now and look around. That's good. How do you feel? When you sleep tonight, think of all the people you really get along with. Think of how much you have in common. Take one small step at a time and have a wonderful sleep.